Hello, it's the post-match show. We're jubilant, as you can imagine. We're having a laugh in the studio. We're going to have a laugh throughout this show. I'm joined here in Liverpool by Andy Heaton, by Tom Whittaker, by Lizzie Doyle, and by Mike Keary. But before you hear those gorgeous people speak, you are going to hear from our friends out in Salzburg. They are there in the ground. Here is their immediate reaction to Liverpool going through to the last 16 of the Champions League.
Liverpool are going to send us on more European trips. They're going to send us on more European adventures. They're going to make us broke for what feels like a third season in a row for you. It was a brilliant performance tonight. It started difficult, but the Reds found a way and excelled in the end, didn't they?
Exactly. You're expecting it, aren't you? You come to this sort of ground, they have a sniff. You're going to expect them to start quick. But then the Reds just took over. They showed their quality. What a second half that was. It was just total control. The first half was a bit mad. It was all over the place. And the second half, the Reds just took... Just show that they are the champions of Europe. That's what they did. They showed they're the best team in the league. They showed that they were the champions of Europe. And what a night. We want many more of these. As much as the league is great and everything, coming on these trips, doing these aways, that's what it's all about, really.
Exactly. I thought Naby Keita was brilliant tonight. I think that feels like the performance where we see him arrive at Liverpool. We've seen snippets. We've seen little glimpses. And obviously, he struggled with injury and he's been in and out of the squad and so on. I thought tonight he was just fucking brilliant. He was really, really good. He was everything that we hoped he would be whenever we signed him, and it was against his old club. He gets another goal. It's brilliant for his confidence, and I just want to see more of him now.
Yeah, exactly. For games so chaotic, he was the only one who was able to beat players, take players out of the game, make little moves, play little balls. He scores the first goal, and you know, he was in the right place at the right time. We know he has the quality, don't we? If he can do it consistently now, that's what it's all about. But this was an arrival performance, as you said, and I think now we're going to see the real him, the big player we're all expecting all along.
And a goal for Salah as well. Yeah. And what a goal. Yeah. What an unbelievable goal.
I was right down by the front. We can only see the first post. He slots it and we're just watching the rest of the end to see if they're celebrating. Then we start jumping about, and like, there's no way he should score from that angle. Is
no.
He's literally on the corner.
It was a funny one for us because that's exactly where the away end was. It was right in behind it. And
so many windows with like yellow stains on. Don't know what that was, but, you know.
But yeah, huge performance for the Reds. And I'm made up because there was a little bit of a chat today. I think Fouad were... You know, people were discussing the idea of maybe Liverpool not being in this competition tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And that would have been awful, considering we're going to the World Club Champions. Just want to win that. Want to be able to say that we're the best team in the world. But imagine going to that competition and winning it, but then being like, oh, we're in the Europa League.
Exactly, yeah. But these players show that. These players know that they have that edge, don't they? They don't want to go out of this competition against a team like Salzburg. You know, I feel we bigged them up in our heads quite a lot over the past week. And, you know, that's understandable. But at the same time, these players know that they need to go out there and put this through, because you know, the Champions League, there's no reason why we can't go and do the double. There's no reason why we can't go and win the league and the cup, and that's what the manager will be saying, and that's what these players want to do.
Jurgen Klopp literally hasn't been knocked out of this competition.
Absolutely,
of any
man.
European competition since he's been at the club. He's been what, 4 years?
Yeah.
It's an absolute joke. I can see him doing it all again. And, exactly. And honestly, my finances, my girlfriend, everything in my life is saying, please, Jurgen, don't do it. But I'm dying for us to do it again. And you know, Liverpool have got a massive gap in the league. But, like, I wouldn't put it past this football team to go and win the European Cup again. But, yeah, that's all from Salzburg. Up the fucking Reds.
Up the Reds.
And we are back in the room. Thanks to Craig for that. Hope they have a lovely night tonight. Hope they enjoyed themselves. But, Mike, we're going to enjoy ourselves here because Liverpool are through to the last 16. It's what we wanted. We'd have took any result tonight. We'd have took any performance. But to get that one, I'm delighted.
Oh, yeah. I mean, going into this today, we're all a bit frustrated when we come out on Apple thinking, you know, get the job done there. We can have a rest here today. But I think we've just gone there today and shown the professional side of our game. You know, the first 10 minutes is a bit stretched. You know, they do have a few chances. Alisson makes a few good saves and that, but we've gone there today and absolutely just put a marker down. It's like, we are the champions of Europe. We shouldn't be terrified of Salzburg. They're a very good team, but they're not in our league. And we've gone there today and just done them. 2-0. Should have been more. Mo Salah should have probably had about 12. thankfully, he scored the hardest one he had, so...
Yeah, Tom, we played like the champions of Europe, didn't we? Which was nice to see because there was pressure going into this game. You know, John Henderson in the build-up said it's the biggest game of the season. And if the players are feeling like that, then you feel a little bit more pressure. But I thought they were confident from minute one. Obviously, Salzburg had their moments. They're a good team, as Mike's just said. But We handled it brilliant. We handled the whole game brilliantly, and to go through 2-0 away from home, perfect.
Yeah, to be honest, like I was nervous, and I'm sure a lot of people were nervous going into this. Not that I thought we'd lose, it's just the thought of what if, you know what I mean? But when Liverpool were walking out onto the pitch, you thought, these are going to be, you know, pretty solid here. There's just going to be no problems. And I think they showed that in the performance. They were brilliant, Liverpool.
Yeah, it's a reminder what a big night it was for them, Andy, when you see us come out, as Tom's just said, you walk out and, you know, every patch of that stadium is filled with colour, with, you know, with vibrancy, with, you know, the things they're holding up in the air and stuff like that. And, you know, it's a huge game for them. We've said all week, it's like a World Cup final for Salzburg, and for Liverpool to get so quickly into their groove in the game just shows that they can cope with anything you throw at them.
Yeah, I thought it was a massive 20, John, to be honest. I thought they rode out the storm there. I thought it was massively intense there from them, and they managed to win and weigh themselves into the game. I think if Liverpool were going to lose it, or the game was at risk, it would have been in that period. I know we gave away a couple of half chances, and I think we saw the benefit of having a world-class goalkeeper and world-class centre-half in there, but after seeing that, I thought we were fine.
Not be able to get into games.
Yeah, and the mad thing is, I think we could have won the game in the end 4-5, 6-7-0, which is crazy considering the pressure we were under. I just think of a little more clinical. I did find it funny that, you know, we ended up scoring probably the more difficult chances of the game. But yeah, no, where we are, and, you know, it's a great go to finishing the group top of the group. And I've got a lovely stat for you, though.
I love it.
From the BBC here. Yeah, it's Mohamed Salah has been involved in 27 Champions League goals for Liverpool, 19 goals and 8 assists. Only Lionel Messi...
He's good.
Only Lionel Messi with 28 has been involved with more since Salah joined the Reds in 2017. Interesting, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an unreal finish, isn't it, Mike? It's... You know, he's laughing and joking after it, and he's doing that thing where footballers do where they whisper behind their mouth so you can't hear what they're saying, which is a bit frustrating. but I think he's saying, like, as if them ones I've missed and then I'm just buried that.
Yeah, I reckon he's probably saying, you know, I could do that about 15 more times and not score a single game. Like, you know, for how good of a player he is, the only one criticism you could have of him sometimes is of his right foot. And there's a few chances in the first half where he doesn't just hit it on his right and tries to get on his left. And then he just goes and puts that in with his right peg, and you're thinking, well, what the fuck, lad? Your right foot is ridiculous. So just it's just done that. Any harder of a touch before it, and it's not a goal, because it's just sat perfectly. And he's went, well, we'll have that. Like, what do you do with Mo Salah? What do you do with Sadio Mane? These are two of the best players in the world. You know, top 10 the Ballon d'Or, the pair of them. And Salah's been getting a little bit of criticism this season. You know, just because he's not slamming 30 goals a season in.
He might this year.
Yeah, he probably will do again. And, you know, he's been carrying a little bit of an ankle issue. But I think that Saturday proves that it looks like it's back to normal now. And today as well, he's there. He's getting the chances. He's absolutely going to batter someone one day with 4 or 5. Might be Watford.
Well, how he's getting talked about now is very similar to the way he was this stage last season. People are talking about how he isn't hitting the heights he once was the season before, but really, his level's that high that people just can't appreciate when he isn't hitting that level consistently. Yeah. People are like, oh God, what's going on here? But
I think we're all guilty of that a little bit, Lizzie, because when he scores that, it flashes up that he's got 4 and 6 in the Champions League this season. I'm like, oh, really? Has he got that many? Do you know what I mean?
Where's it's
like,
been?
yeah, but if he's not like a goal a game or better, we're all like, oh, we're struggling.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He's set his own bar, and that's how good our front three are. The world class. And this is why there was no need to panic with Salah, because I think even though he might not have been scored and he's been doing the work elsewhere, I think he's done quite well defensively in games. He's had a couple of assists, and I think we all knew deep down it was just a little bit of a dip in form. He needed a bit of confidence, and he's got it. I saw the fixtures coming up of Bournemouth, Salzburg and even Watford, and I was thinking, they're very Salah games. I can imagine he'll like playing against them, and he just shown his class again tonight, didn't he? He was absolutely worlds apart.
Yeah, it's a fantastic performance by Salah, you know, to get the goal that he does, to finish the years. But I thought it was the midfield where we won it, Mike, and I think, you know, the three of them had a lot to contend with. You're playing against a diamond, so in theory you might be outnumbered there, but I thought all three of them with the energy show, but also the quality and the confidence as well, because all of them were happy to receive it, all of them were looking for the ball, and all three of them, but I'd say especially Keita and Henderson, you know, just dominated that midfield and just meant that Liverpool, you know, we're always going to have more chances than the opposition.
Definitely, yeah. I think Bournemouth really helps Keita. I think if he doesn't really have as good a performance at Bournemouth, maybe he's a bit more, like, less confident tonight. He does really well tonight, gets the goal. He probably should score just before half-time, but he's not just about the attacking returns for Naby Keita. He was getting involved. You know, he's pressing, winning balls back, Henderson as well, Wijnaldum, of course. You know, it's almost like we expect it off Gini, you know. I half think he had a knock, maybe. It might just be one of them knocks where, you know, Gini never gets a game off. Tries to have a night off against, I think it was Napoli, where Fabinho gets injured, and he comes on and does 70-odd minutes for Napoli, then plays again the weekend after. So I think we got a rest into Gini, and you could tell tonight the legs were there, you know, the intensity, which Klopp mentions in his post-match there. You know, we had to match their intensity because it was their biggest game for a long while, and, you know, we couldn't be half-arsing it tonight. We had to be right there with them.
I mean, Henderson and Keita, Lizzie, both excellent in different ways. You talk about whoever you want, so I'll let you decide. Which one of them do you want to be effusive about?
Jordan Henderson, our captain. I think the last couple of games he's been excellent. I think since Fabinho's been out injured as well, I think there's been a lot of talk as to who will cover that role, how that role will be covered, because they can't do it in a Fabinho way. But I think Henderson's took the responsibility unbelievably. Yep. I think he clears his line so well. And I think we spoke about it in the build-up of, I think it was Neil on one of our shows, which basically said he'd expect Henderson to get the ball, launch it, and basically say, well, come on, come back on us. And he'd done that very well tonight. He was so good in the first half defensively, but then in the second half, spraying balls, the passes. He's running high on confidence at the minute, and I think it's definitely showing. And like I said, I know we'll get on to Man of the Matches, but I think he's absolutely a contender for it.
Just on that, John, to interject, because we've done something a little bit mad tonight around the game, and watching you and Neil talk about the game, and I just listening to you, it was telling how many times Henderson calmed it all down, because you and Neil were doing live comms.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like he just rescued it. Not rescued it, because we give away a couple of half chances, but it just seems to be that calm and influence. And also, the speed of past it, how quickly he released it, but always release it in the right way. He's not rushed or putting into touch or... He just always seems to find feet, and he just seems to be the release for the back four tonight, which, considering how important Fabinho was being for us, it seemed massive.
No, it's a great point, and I think it speaks volumes of him, Tom, and his intelligence, his game intelligence, that he's been playing in a different position for Liverpool. It's one where he approached the manager and said, I want to play further forward. He's been doing that for, you know, close to a year now, really. Maybe not quite that, but 8-9 months at least, and... You know, where Fabinho's been playing so well, he's gone back into that position, and he almost playing it better than he was then. It's almost like he's taken the things he's learned from playing elsewhere and applied that to this position. I thought he was tactically disciplined. I thought he was always where you wanted him to be, but also he was aggressive, his passing was good, and just his all-round game was fantastic.
Yeah, well, I thought Liverpool ran the game in midfield. Yeah. I thought he dominated it completely. And I think Henderson was a large factor to that, because, as you said, he just calmed everything down. And then you had Keita, who was doing nice little flicks and tricks and threading through balls too, you know, making it easy for Salah and Mane. But I thought Firmino was doing a lot of tracking back.
Yeah.
And I thought he was like that extra man, because I think Liverpool...
So he's making it almost a diamond for us.
Yeah, and I thought... It wasn't more of a diamond, it was more like he was a centre forward, you know, dropping back sort of thing, like, you know, say maybe a Dele Alli sort of thing, and he was just doing it really well.
Yeah, I mean, Naby Keita there, Tom mentions him, Mike, he's so comfortable on the ball, isn't he, and he's so confident in himself that it's really valuable in games like that, because they started quick, which is what you'd expect them to do, and, you know, they're lively. I think they have a chance within the first 2 minutes or something, or at least an effort. But the fact that we were also comfortable on the ball and we were also fine to get on the ball really meant we came out of that very quickly and very well. And Keita is a real symbol of that, really. He'll take the ball wherever, he'll always be an option. And he saw so much today of, yeah, he gets the goal and there's the eye-catching stuff. There's you know, there's lovely balls to Salah again, but just this give and go was vital for us tonight in terms of getting up the pitch, taking pressure off, and just keeping the ball.
Yeah, going into the game, I wouldn't say shocked, but I expected Chamberlain to start over Keita tonight, as well as Chamberlain. They both played really Saturday. I was expecting Chamberlain to be the third centre mid, and just because he's done more of it really over the past couple of games. But Keita tonight, he's come in. you know, obviously brimming with confidence, and it's just great to see that he's starting to become a player that we've all wanted to see for a while now. You know, it feels as if you can't really have a neutral position on Keita these days. It's got to be one or the other, or you know, I think he's a great player. Obviously, he has to be, because there was lots of teams sniffing about him. You know, we beat them to him, and tonight it's a European game where it's do or die. Basically, you know, we don't win there tonight, we can draw and go through, but you know, it's not the mindset to be in. And I think you could see that with the players. I think they sort of battle with Salzburg for the first half, but at no point in that game did you think we're just settling for this point. You know, all the way through the first half, we're having chances. Okay, they have one or two. Alisson's great, and the defence, you know, sort itself out towards the end. It wasn't brilliant first half, but what do you expect? They're a really attacking team. And as you were saying, the fact that it's the ball retention today, we were just playing one twos, getting ourselves up the pitch, out of pressure moments. You know, Henderson, Keita and Wijnaldum, all of them. I thought Robinson had a really good game today as well, left back.
Some really good last-ditch tackles, which you don't associate with him. Not that he can't do it, but, you know, because we're always so dominant. Now when we talk about Robbo, it's the crossing, it's the attacking play, but he showed what a good defender he is tonight and what a good last-ditch defender he is tonight. We might not need a lot, but we did tonight.
Both full-backs, when you're talking about us these days, are really attacking. But I think you've seen more of Robertson's defensive game in the past, where he's been last man, covering at the back post, flicking things away, you know. And tonight there's just a real, you pinch yourself, don't you, that we've just bought the best left back in the world for 8 million off Hull, like we've got relegated the season before.
Just go back to what you said there. I think that's a great shout on Keita, and it never occurred to me during the game itself that it was such a high risk game. Jordan Henderson's there, you stay saying it's the biggest game of the season, and he puts his trust in Naby Keita. Which you think is a huge endorsement for him, and he comes out smelling the roses. I thought it was a great performance. I thought he was in running with Henderson for man of the match.
Yeah, Mike also mentioned the defence there, Lizzie, and I think Joe Gomez deserves a lot of credit because he comes in at a tricky point. It's still 0-0, I'm pretty sure, when he comes on. It's early in the second half, and I think centre half could be a hard position to be as a sub. You know, it's not like a forward where you get a chance to kind of feel your way into the game. You know, you're right in it. You never know when you're going to be needed, and you know it's not a place where the manager makes subs. You know, naturally, you know, unless there's something wrong, like an injury. So that shows that, you know, it's a place where you'd rather be solid. But he comes in, and I thought he was excellent. And obviously, he gets a bit of a run around at Anfield against this opposition. Yeah. So it might have been in the back of his mind a little bit that as well. But I think he could be really pleased with how he did.
Yeah, I think he done well. I don't think he done anything wrong really, and I think without taking anything, I know you've asked me about Gomez, and this is not to take away from Gomez, it's more of appraisal for Van Dijk, because I think in the first half Van Dijk has absolutely set the tone for this game. He was clearing everything. He was, when I say back to the Virgil Van Dijk we know, I mean, we've had a couple of games, well, we haven't had many clean sheets in this season, but I tell you what, Virgil Van Dijk in that first half, with all this talk about this attacking team, he didn't let anything through. So I think he set the pace, he set the tone for Gomez to come on and basically say, listen, we've got this, it's fine, we've dealt with it already. And he did do well, Gomez, and I think he'll be relieved to have come on and played in his natural position and to get some minutes into his legs. And you know what, he might have to, it's probably highly likely, I'd say, that he's going to start there on Saturday, and he will be absolutely fine going off that performance, I think.
Van Dijk, Tom, he's the best one-on-one defender I think I've ever seen. You know, I mean, it's not often strikers get one-on-one against him because how good Liverpool are, but tonight it happened a couple of times, and there was once in particular first half when the fella got ahead of him just because of the way the game went, and Van Dijk just was back in. There's one where he just barges some lad out the way like he's not even
there.
He's about
to barge him and he fell over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's just, I mean, there's so much good stuff about Van Dijk, you almost don't know where to start, but is one-on-one defending where someone might go and feel one goal here, and then suddenly Van Dijk's just like, nah.
Yeah, he just dominates attackers, and I think tonight was a really good showcase of that. He just, anyone who tried to run past him weren't getting past them tonight. He was in one of those moods, and I think, and this is the thing, as much as he has chances, like good chances, I think Van Dijk was more the cause of this. Those good chances, if they were to go in, these are being good finishes too, because they were at tight angles. And I think Van Dijk covering, you know, the box and
players
makes it tough for them to shoot. where if say he was just going in, just trying to take the ball off them, just pressing them for no reason, they'd probably just slot it in near post. But Van Dijk's got this brilliant football IQ.
Andy, I'm going to let you talk about the goalkeeper because...
Oh, thank you.
Because it's probably one where he might not get a lot of attention because his saves are, in theory, regulation, but he's just... instills you with so much confidence. He just makes everything look easy. He's almost his own worst enemy in that regard because he makes everything look so easy. You think, oh, that was easy, but it's the way Alisson does it. And with any other goalkeeper, there might have been a couple where they weren't in the right position or they spilled, or he's just... It reminded me of tonight. Reminded me a little bit of the Champions League final when Spurs had a little bit of a go towards the end, and Alice was like, "I don't worry about it. I've just got all this."
He's in his fucking. I think that's the best way to describe him. He's just calm. Doesn't make a fuss of anything. I think sometimes he kind of does himself down a little bit by not making the camera save and just being in the right position. But more than the spectacular save, it's just the cleanliness of his handling and his reactions and his. Just the way he reacts to things. I always go back to the mistake he made at Leicester, the start of last season, when he recently signed, and he did make that mistake. And then 2 minutes later, the ball comes into him in the middle of the penalty area. He just takes it, knocks it off. But it's so clean, and that just must be so reassuring that the lads know generally it's not going to come off him, it's not going to bounce off. And he's just generally in control of it. I think I mentioned before in commentary where you and Neil were doing that thing about, I thought Rafa was fascinating last night. On Monday Night Football, because he was saying about leaders on the pitch and one thing and the other.
When he wasn't banging on about the Blues.
When he wasn't banging on when he wasn't trying to get the Everton job, and he was talking about big personalities on the pitch, and Carragher kind of led him into the conversation. If you haven't seen it, have a look back because it's fascinating. But he talks about Dudek in 2005, and then he said, "But we upgraded now in Pepe Reina." And he said the thing about Pepe Reina, he was a leader. He give that calm and influence, and I think that's so important, especially the way now Liverpool play. I mean, forget about, you talk about Rafa, he played two conservative fullbacks. I think it's fair to say.
Yeah.
But Liverpool, the way Liverpool sets up now, there's so much risk. But just going back to Van Dijk, the quote of the year for me on Van Dijk was Aaron Connolly. But after we played Brighton, have you read this quote?
No.
This quote. Aaron Connolly comes out after the game and goes, "There was one point where I thought I was in, and he, Van Dijk, comes back and he's towed it back to his keeper." I'm just thinking, sometimes you've got to appreciate that you're just playing against the best defender in the world.
That's what he's doing to people. Tommy's he's making them almost kind of give up. And you saw Haaland with a bit of petulance tonight, and he's probably used to having things his own way. He's playing in the Austrian league, and you know, I mean that's unfair because he's 6-6 in the Champions League, and so he's having things his own way. And he's a young lad, and he probably thinks football's a bit easy. And then he turns up tonight, and he finds it's anything but. And the way he's throwing that bottle on the floor, you know, after the goal, suggests to me that there's a bit more going on. That he's annoyed that Mo Salah's finished that. He's annoyed that, you know, it's a build up of frustration, is what I'm trying to say, which is playing against Virgil van Dijk. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, if you will get frustrated playing against Van Dijk, because
I'll be shit.
I'm not being funny. This is a man who never got to dribble past for a year, was it?
Yeah. Like, and people, there was a celebration when it eventually happened
exactly.
In a game we won.
People were standing
Do you have nearly had an open top bus?
That's the only thing that Nicolas Pepe's done this season as well.
He scored on Monday, didn't he?
Add off there. Yeah. Lizzie's had your back all day, so.
I know.
Never again.
do you think it showed the maturity, John?
Sorry?
Today's performance showed the maturity.
No, massively, because I think, you know, to give my opinion for a little bit, I think today was a really hard one to judge. It was a hard one to approach because in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, Joe's fine. But that's really dangerous because the longer it was 0-0, the more you think, oh, but they might get one. And I think you can have control of the game, but a team like that, with the attacking players they've got and the confidence they've got, can always hurt you. Yeah. And then suddenly you're chasing a goal. And I think the way they approached it was perfect. I think they were attacking without being gung-ho. I thought they were, you know, they were getting players forward and playing our natural game, but they weren't, you know, flying forward. Do you know what I mean? You saw, you know, the fullbacks were being a bit conservative, but they're not too conservative, if that makes sense. You know, they were getting forward a little bit, but they were, you know, they weren't quite like extra forwards. And I thought the way they approached it was perfect, and I thought the concentration levels were good, and I thought, you know, the application was tremendous. And I think you know, for the team who've struggled a little bit away from home in this competition, I thought that was a perfect away performance.
Do you not think, I'm sorry for taking over the show, by the way.
I'm into it.
We'll all
have a go.
They played it like a Euro away knock-up tie.
Yeah, I think so, and I think it's a perfect... perfect blueprint for if we get drawn away first next round, how you'd approach it, because you'd approach it with intent but not too much. Like you felt like
you knew the draw's enough, but
yeah, but isn't it a win brilliant? And I think that's how perfectly they approached it. And I hope we do get drawn away first next time, because I think being in Anfield second leg's great, you know, for everything that we've seen we do. But I think they've shown tonight. And to be honest, we might play a worse team than Salzburg in the next round, because I thought they are excellent and they're unlucky, and I'm interested to see how they go in the Europa League. But yeah, full of praise for Liverpool, full of praise for the boys.
Sorry about that.
No, I was into it. Any other business, anyone?
I just very quickly to praise Salzburg. I like them, and I think we've had a lot of hype around them, but you know what? Whether the manager's a bit of a divvy or not, they play good football.
I'm all right with him, you know.
Yeah, to be your first, he's a bit of
some
a
of my best mates are divvies.
I don't like him, you know.
You went into him at all, were you, during the match?
You know when he recorded himself at Anfield at half time?
I know.
I thought that was a proper shop window job that I did.
But they're all a bit like that, though, aren't they? It's a shop window club.
But I like them. I like what they're about. And what you've just said about the Europa League, I'll say it now, I quite like them to win it. Yeah. I just think they're really good, and you're probably not going to see this team together after this season, and it's nice to see a bit of dangerous football. Like, we're trying to win a league and we're trying to win a Champions League, let's be honest, that's what we're trying to do, so we manage games a lot more now.
Yeah,
I love seeing these players play with freedom. It's been great to watch. I've really enjoyed having them
like
in the
Ajax
group
last season in a weird way, aren't they? Haven't gone to the same heights.
But to play someone different as well is nice, Mike, because one of the criticisms of the Champions League, which I sort of understand, is, oh, it's the same games every year, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, can't be asked for Napoli ever again.
Agreed. But Salzburg's a new one, and it's a new one that's been fun and challenging, but a challenge we can do.
Oh, yeah, I mean, look at all...
Everyone loves a challenge, but we win.
They're the best ones, aren't they? We can box them up on the next round. No, it's best to get over there, and look, the lads that have gone over there, and all the, you know... All the aways, all the lads and girls that I've gone over, they've had a belt tram. It's like a lovely place to go. Christmas markets, they've absolutely had a flying away there, haven't they? 2-0 win. But this is a quarter final. You know, we're all raving about it. And I think it is still a great performance to go through 2-0 last game of the group stage. But the fact that we could have drew and gone through, and it would have been a bit of an anti-climax, is a bit like, oh, well, of course you were going to go through, blah, blah. If it had been a must-win away performance in Europe, which like it could have been, in a knockout phase, everyone's going, "Well, Liverpool are going to win it again here." It's one of them things where I said it before. Just after the game finished, you do not want Liverpool in the draw. Not just because we've won it last year, got the final year before, but just look at the performances we're capable of. You don't want us.
Yeah. Okay. Man of the match before we finish, Andy.
Oh, blimey, I didn't know you were going to come to me first.
Tom.
I was going to commit then, but go on.
I'm split between Robbo and Keita. I think they were both boss. Like, okay. Really,
you can have a dual award, that is fine. Yeah. Andy, you ready?
So the Beeb have given it to Sadio Mane.
He did play some fantastic balls through.
Yeah, he was.
But you know what? I'd be minded to give it to Verge. I know we ended up winning 2-0 comfortably. I think Verge was fantastic, and I think Jordan Henderson as well.
I mean, the BBC have struggled on accuracy this week. Lizzie?
Go ahead! Yeah. It's almost as if we're saying it up there, lads.
See, I was going to go with a bit of balance and vote whatever Mike was going to say, so...
amazing.
Can I throw it to Mike and then I'll go the opposite because I want to be fair? I'm not being a shit-ass, Mike, come on.
I think Keita, but with a massive mention to the likes of Robertson and Mane, because, you know, tonight he's played a few cracking balls through there, shown a different side to his game. Didn't really have loads of chances, but I'd probably just give it for Keita. You know, coming on the back of Bournemouth, played really well. But I think there wasn't a bad performance tonight, was there?
No.
So off the back of that conversation, because I was going to say Keita if you didn't, I have to give it to Jordan Henderson.
Yeah, what a fella. Okay, hope you've enjoyed that. Well into Tom for a sterling debut.
Well then, lads.
And thanks to everyone else, obviously, for joining me and Craig on the blower. I'm sure he'll have a good night. Up there, Reds. We're through to the last 16, and no one wants the tricky Reds.